Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, former Irish national swimming coach George Gibney has been arrested in the United States on foot of an Irish extradition warrant. Now in his 70s, he's wanted here to face over 50 historical sexual abuse charges. Gardaí reopened their investigation into the former swimming coach after a number of people made allegations against him on a BBC podcast over 5 years ago. Mr. Gibney left Ireland after he secured an injunction in 1994 preventing the DPP from prosecuting him on historical abuse charges. He has never been convicted of any crimes here. He's now being detained in the United States pending a court appearance, and it'll be decided then whether to accede or contest his extradition. For more, we're joined by Mark Horgan from Second Captains and the BBC's Where is George Gibney podcast. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Claire.
Mark, you spent 3 years investigating this case. Were you surprised to hear the news about the arrest of George Gibney?
Yeah, it's a funny one, Claire. You know, it's kind of news that in some ways I've been expecting for the last 12 months, maybe slightly less, maybe 9 months. But then as time has passed on, it really was a surprise. It was a shock. And I'd been out training and I'd been away from my phone, and it was around 8 o'clock, and then suddenly I had a missed call from Kieran Cassidy, who's my co-producer in the podcast, who I went over to Florida with and recorded Where's George Gibney with. And then I just saw I had a ton of other missed calls and messages and messages from media and stuff like that. So, it was a shock. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of became quite emotional because I was then in touch with Burr and Trish, Burr Carley and Trish Carney on text, and suddenly got lots of messages from people who are involved in all ways with the podcast, and you get a sense of how important this is to people, and that's quite emotional.
And you mentioned Trish and Burr there; they featured in the podcast, as those who have heard it will know. What was their reaction?
I think they're cautious enough at this point. They've been stung badly before. Obviously, they're very happy with this news. It's also Burr and Trish. I don't like talking for on behalf of, in particular, because they speak on behalf of themselves so well and express themselves obviously so much better than I can. But I'm just personally very happy for them and very proud of them on the basis that what they did in coming forward and deciding to talk and alongside Chalky White and Lorraine Kennedy, the late Lorraine Kennedy and others, they, inspired a whole other group of people to do something that was important to them. So they did something very, very special. So, they're too modest to admit it, but I hope they take a great sense of pride from that.
And for you and Kieran, I mean, you mentioned there that this has been sort of running in the background of your lives and probably to the forefront at times too. The podcast is out 5 years now, isn't it? But I mean, you've been living it before then when it came to research and putting it all together. So probably for something like 7 years, this has been there. This has been part of what you've been doing.
Yeah, exactly. We spent about 3 years in production on the podcast. So it was a big old part of our lives and big old section of our lives. And then recently, which has been quite interesting, that the most recent project that we did was called Steak Knife. And that was on the same podcast feed on BBC Sounds as well as George Gibney. So it's actually seen this whole new listenership happen in the last 6 months. So there's been hundreds of thousands of new listens to the Where's George Gibney podcast. So that's kind of, in advance of this sort of brought it more clearly into our minds over the last 6 months than it necessarily might have. And, I would be in touch with the survivors a lot anyway and in touch with Burr and Trish a huge amount. But, time ticks on with this and Gibney was getting older, so you weren't really sure it was going to happen. So, it's hugely significant, Claire. There's been a Garda request to extradite him. He's currently being detained, but we do kind of have to see what happens over the next few days, and obviously have to be careful what we can say about it at this point too.
Now, the podcast that we're talking about, Where is George Gibney? I mean, along with the harrowing accounts of his alleged victims, you tracked him down along with your team and with Kieran Cassidy. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we knew that he was living in Florida, and he travelled to Florida initially, and had, I know he'd sought to work in swimming over there, but we had no understanding of what his life was like today. So we wanted to not just figure out where he was, but to figure out if he was working with children, if his neighbours had any understanding of his past, and you know, some the elements of how he was living his life now. So we spent you know, an extended period of time, a couple of periods of time in Florida, and we were able to get some information from a number of people who'd kept the story alive over the years, you know, and those people also include the likes of you know, Johnny Warson, obviously, from the initial case, and Justine McCarthy. But there was a number of stories who'd outlined where Gibney was, and there's we were able to kind of piece some information together, and we ended up tracking him from, you know, the background, and understanding that he lived in Altamont Springs in Florida, just outside Orlando, and that he was actually volunteering in a hospice at the time, and that neighbours had no understanding of what was happening. And, you know, this is what's kind of been so unusual about the last sort of 12 hours, or this morning and last night, in that, you know, the photograph that was used at the top of the 9 o'clock news last night and is on the front page of the Irish Times was the actually the first day we arrived in Florida, and we just wanted to clarify that it was definitely Gibney, and that was the photograph that I took from a supermarket in Florida.
And what was the new evidence that you uncovered, Mark, for the BBC along with your team on that podcast?
Well, I think the most significant thing is what we touched on. And when we mentioned the people that had come forward initially, and what happened was that 18 new people came forward to the podcast to allege that they had been sexually assaulted by Gibney. And, you know, I think this is something that's really remarkable about the medium, Claire, because we left the last two episodes open, and so we did 8 initial podcasts, and then we did the last two in real time. So the idea was, and we had no idea whether, you know, clarity about whether this was going to happen or not, but we told the stories of Trish and Burr and Chucky, etc., and then the other people who came forward heard these accounts, and they got in touch with the podcast. So really it was that there was this whole group of people who were touched by the podcast and who wanted to move forward, some of whom did go forward to the Gardaí and make official complaints.
So it was the slow pace of it, you're saying, that was key here to what you uncovered?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was even just the idea of, you know, never rushing people when they got in touch with us first, or when we got in touch with them. That it wasn't something that we're trying to turn around quickly with short sound bites. That it was something that we were looking to give a huge amount of time to, and for people to tell their story on their own terms in their own time. And you know, obviously, journalism today, it's really, really difficult to get the opportunity to do that. But we were afforded that time, and so therefore, so were the survivors. So that was crucial.
And as we've said, George Gibney has never been convicted of any crimes here.
No, he was never convicted, Claire. And I think that was one of the main points of the podcast, really, you know, because 92, 93 was a really specific time in Ireland in dealing with cases of historic sexual abuse cases. And, you know, at that point, Gibney's legal team sought and won an injunction in the High Court on the basis of, amongst other things, that there was no specificity of dates of alleged offences, and that they were so long past that it would be unjust to try him at that point. But the most recent offences at that point were just 12 years previously, Claire. So, you know, by that logic, an alleged offence in 2013 couldn't be tried today. So obviously times have changed, and we now see convictions for historic offences that go back over 50 years.
Mark, thank you so much. Mark Horgan there from the Where is George Gibney podcast.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.